There he is.
Look at him, look.
Look at that sun-glown, kissed face.
Caramel.
Beautiful. Caramel.
God, what a fucking chocolate bar that is.
Underrated.
What, you on the waters today, Sunny Jim?
Oh, fuck me, yeah. I need to get my fluids in from last night.
I thought you had enough fluid last night, though.
Well, I carried on after you left. Right, early bird, yeah? Fucking
yeah,
weasel.
It was the company
that was the
problem.
What? No, didn't you get a lift back with Dowline?
Yeah. Otherwise, it was a bit of a long one, wasn't it?
Yeah. On a Tuesday night as well.
That's a bit rough.
I got in about 1 o'clock.
Ooh. Naughty.
Yeah, I'll stay that for ages.
Very naughty. Enjoying yourself.
Yeah, I did. Too much.
Love me.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice weather, isn't
stuff.
It?
Yeah. It looks like you've got all the sun. Fuck knows where it is, where I am. Must be the other side of the building.
I was just reflecting today on the three England games.
Oh.
Don't think I've actually watched or concentrated for a lot of it. Couldn't really tell you. To work out the points for our game, I've had to be going onto live score and checking who played.
Oh, God. That's a ringing endorsement for this podcast.
Yeah, and my liver's hurting today as well.
So that'd probably be the alcohol.
Yeah,
I had two beers.
Did have four Jaegers, though. And a vodka Red Bull at your chin.
Yeah, sorry, Jim. I had a couple of beers at the golf club. And four Stellas at gyms, yeah. So probably did have a few beers. On reflection.
On reflection, it was more than two.
Yeah, I lost count how much.
How rubbish is Slovakia looking, by the way?
Crap.
Yeah.
I don't understand. One game, they looked really good in the first game.
Spain have looked poor, but they've just got... Slovakia have made them look a bit half decent.
I don't even know any of the Spanish players. What happened to Puyol and Ramos and
retired about 12 years ago?
Iniesta.
Oh, fucking
is Busquets still playing?
Yeah, he's starting tonight.
He is.
He was in isolation, wasn't he? I feel like I just broke my tooth on that straw.
So we'll find out tonight if it's France, Germany, or Portugal, right?
Or Hungary.
Yeah, can still be Hungary, can't it?
Mm.
Turn over the Germans 4-0. Let's have it.
Not sure I can see that happening.
True.
Be nice to get Germany and give them a good seeing too, wouldn't it?
Always. Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
As I wasn't here last week,
and
I've listened back to the pod, and semi-abuse I got for coming up with a game and then being bottom of the league. Is it worth just quickly covering off how things have gone this week?
I feel like that's a very good segue for you to do exactly that.
Okay, well, just to update everyone. let me just get out my notes.
Pull up the spreadsheet.
I don't think I'm top anymore, that's for sure.
No, I'd agree. I don't think you are top anymore.
Shit game, but anyway.
I wasn't shit last week, so I think Jim's down firm last place with 313 points. Ginger Prince is second bottom with 318. I'm second from top with 325, and Christian is momentarily, just for now, top with 328.
Boom. Love that.
Well done.
Thank you. I'll take the...
Is there any players that haven't played yet? Ben White hasn't played, has he?
Chilwell.
Chilwell, White. The keepers.
Cody. Yeah, Cody. Yeah, obviously the keepers.
I was going to say Sancho, but he came on last night, didn't he?
Yeah. I think everyone else has had a little run around, didn't they?
Yeah. They've had a cameo.
It gets serious now, doesn't it, though? Stop all this mucking around now. How do we think Maguire did? I don't know.
I think he slotted straight in. I think it was kind of harsh. It was kind of harsh on Mings to drop him, but at the same time, when he is in there, you do see that he's a lot more. He brings a lot more in bringing it out of the defence. It opens up a little bit more. I think he done well. I didn't expect him to do 90, to be fair.
Well, this is the first time since 1966 that we've not conceded a goal in the group stages of a tournament.
Yeah, before the tournament started, would you have taken 9 points, 2 goals scored, none conceded? Because I would.
Or even 7.
Yeah, I'd take 7.
Yeah, 7, yeah.
I'd have taken 7.
Last year, definitely.
I think everyone's just been focusing on the performances, but if you look at all, I was just reflecting on this. If you look at Belgium versus Finland, 65 minutes before Belgium got a hold in the game, Hungary gave France a game, didn't they?
Yeah.
So I think there's a temptation to underestimate all of the lesser teams, but I think the quality gap between the poorer teams and the better teams has got smaller.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely agree with that.
So almost anyone can beat anyone type thing. I want to get Germany. I don't want to beat them 4-1. That's what I want.
7-0.
Like they did to us in 2010.
Yeah. Go and give them a good C&2. Take them all out. I'd like to take them, Belgium, France. Just do the full combination.
Bang, bang, bang. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Belgium's defence. You just need to focus on what their weaknesses are. I mean, the Germans will be effective because they're always effective, aren't they?
They just keep the ball, don't they, the Germans?
Yeah, it's effortless passing. I mean, they've had the manager 16 years, haven't they?
Yeah,
that's mad.
Long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was chatting last night with Steve Lovell.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, I'd like to see, because Kane has been playing holding midfield again, hasn't he?
He's dropping quite deep.
He touched the ball once in Scotland's area in that game. But I'd like them to just, you know, Pickford's got a bit of a ping on him. I'd like him just to hit Kane a couple of times. Just to mix it up a bit. Bit of direct football.
He does.
Was he, how many times has he done that in this tournament?
A couple of times.
Okay. He's done it more last night.
Couple of times, just like you asked for, he's done that.
I'm glad you clarified that for me.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
If you could choose out of Portugal, Germany, and France for the next game, who would you all choose? If you could,
on what basis? On wanting to see a good game or wanting to get through?
Just yeah, well, anything. Oh, yeah, both. Who would you fancy? I speak.
We're more likely to beat Germany or Portugal, I think. But
yeah, agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be my preference and then deal with France later on.
Yeah.
I'd take Germany, I think, out of all of them.
Yeah. I would take Germany as well, which is weird. But Portugal seem to always have something over us. And France, yeah, I don't want to play them until we have to.
Yeah, they've got winners, haven't they?
Yeah. They're all over the pitch.
Yeah, they are good, aren't they, the French?
They are good.
Good little players.
Holland have probably done the best in the groups with regards to performance, haven't they?
Them and Italy, isn't it?
Most entertaining, them two, yeah. They've gone through, but it's not always good, is it? Because now the eyes are on them. Whereas both, we've got...
Both my picks, they were to win. They're both one of them two, I said, would win it.
Yeah, Netherlands have played well.
I didn't know that Depay had gone to Barcelona.
Mm. For a transfer as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Not bad.
Whilst we're talking about holding midfielders, should we maybe talk about the bid from Man City for Kane?
If you want.
If you
think it's true.
It is. They put a bid in.
Well, Kane said that it's down to Levy now, so I imagine there's an element of truth in it. 3-0 Spain. So what...
Yeah.
What do we think would be the magic number or the deal to get it done?
100 mil.
Yeah.
Maybe Sterling going the other way and all.
Yeah, do you reckon Sterling would be happy with that?
He's from London, isn't he? So
Sterling won't go Tottenham, will he? They ain't going to pay his wage. He's on 350, isn't he?
That's a good point, yeah.
I think Sterling will go.
There will be it'll be 100 million and a player, I think.
Yeah, do you reckon Jesus could go the other way?
Nah, I don't think they can afford to lose him.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he went.
He's their main backup, isn't he?
Yeah. It might just be 100 mil plus very, very achievable instalments.
Yeah.
Like another 10 caps for England or something stupid like that.
Yeah, most of these deals are based on instalments anyway, aren't they? The Coutinho one hasn't been paid yet, has it?
No,
they're still waiting, isn't they, Liverpool?
But I mean, if you're bidding for Kane, now's the time to do it because of all of the negative press he's getting. I mean, it's not exactly going to drive his price up at the moment, is it? So,
thing is, if you don't give the guy the ball, he ain't going to score goals.
No.
Yeah. You saw
the difference last night with playing Grealish, Saka behind him instead. Grealish runs past Kane and is not afraid to just take the ball and run. Saka was ridiculous. I did not expect that. He just had zero fear. And I think they said after the game, didn't they? Like, if you're looking like at Foden, that's what we all expected Foden to be doing. But he's not yet done it. Showed glimpses, didn't he, in the first game, and glimpses here and there in the second. But yeah,
we get too excited too quick with some of these players. I mean,
would you start Saka next game?
I think the team selection all depends on who you're up against, doesn't it? Regardless, I think he's gonna be looking more of a Croatia lineup, isn't he? I could see Tripp coming back in at left back. I think Maguire will come in. Obviously, Rice and Phillips are going to start. I think that's his go-to now, isn't it? Sterling seems undroppable. Doesn't look like Mount's going to come back in because of the fact he can't train, which is another absolute baffler. Well, he can train, but he can't train with the team, can he, tactic-wise? I hope he starts Grealish. But I've got a feeling he's going to bring Foden back in. Just because he's a bit more experienced is a bit weird to say because he's not. But
do you think he doesn't want to play Foden and Grealish in the same team?
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know why you wouldn't, though.
He just doesn't like Grealish, does he? Let's be honest.
Do you know what?
And Sancho, he just doesn't like the pair of them.
No,
I don't get Sancho. The dislike. Like, I was before the tournament. I was like, you know, yeah,
you
and RM, but yeah. I don't see how Rashford gets more game time than him, personally.
Southgate is navy blue. If you look at all the players he likes, they're all navy blue players, aren't they? I mean, Mount is the teacher's pet, isn't he? Basically.
No idea what you're on about.
Rashford's bang on the politics and wants to save all the children, so he's a great advocate of that. Rice and Phillips... Well, he was a defender by trade, wasn't he? So I think that's... I don't think... Well, it's like the guy at Leicester who dropped off a little bit. Who was the midfielder at Leicester?
Madison.
Bobby Barnes.
Madison and Barnes. They're both... Yeah. I think he has to have an element of safety in his team, I think, before anything goes off.
I don't feel like he feels he can trust Grealish, but at the same time... From what you saw last night, it's very hard to say that he doesn't deserve a shot in that team. He's so composed on the ball. He just drives at players over and over again. Like the assist for the goal was just like a little bit of quality, wasn't it? Get it out of your feet. Knock it to the back post. You know someone's going to be there.
And if not now, when?
Especially him.
Now, when are you going to play him?
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. What about? Can we just have a minute to appreciate how good Pickford's been?
Yeah, some To be fair, last night, absolute cracking save again. Distribution is a joke as well.
He was all hating on him as he playing. I always play Dean Henderson. Pickford, yeah. The one. I don't care how shit he is, Ribbon. He hasn't put a foot wrong for England yet.
No. That's the curse. Next Tuesday, he can make a howler.
Saving a pen, mate. It's done.
Next, that's the last thing I want. Penalties.
Yeah.
That's crazy,
isn't it?
Stuff that is.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that.
We've done it once. We've got it off our back. No more. Don't need any more. Thanks.
So if we play Germany, do we then come up against the Spain? Anyone from the Spain group? Is that the next? So it's the 3rd of July, isn't it? That'll be the following.
No. I'm not going to lie. I haven't looked beyond the next game. I'm very much a player mindset at the moment.
Just get this game done one, then we'll move on to the next game.
Yeah, just beat who's in front of you. Don't worry who's coming. That's what we always do. We always worry about who's the second team we play, rather than worrying about the team you've got to beat in front of you.
How did we get on with the predictions from last night?
I think you know. I was praying that goal wasn't going to get disallowed. Score predictions. So H got it on the nose with 1-0 England. I temporarily had it for 2-0 and then it was unlawfully chalked off.
No, you never had it.
Yeah, it was momentarily on the board.
Incorrectly chalked.
Yeah, it was definitely a defender that passed that ball back. Different camera angle would have shown it.
Spain are 3-0 up now and Sweden are 2-1, I think.
Oh, 2-1, they conceded. Bastards.
Oh, dear.
Bastards.
Got Robin Olsen in my team, and I have GK. Oh,
I did the fantasy team thing. I ain't got a clue what I'm doing.
Yeah, who's top of that league, hey, boys?
Yeah. I'm absolutely.
Well, I don't know what I'm doing. You have to sub and bring people in and out and Beavers about. Yoki Koki and turnabout.
I need to do a wild card big time.
Yeah, I played my limitless in the second round.
Yeah, I need to. It's going horrendously wrong.
Rules, I think.
Too many.
So actually, just I know we don't look beyond the next round, but if we do get through, we then play in Rome, I think.
Mm. Oh, nice.
When in Rome.
Yeah. So. Put your tickets, we're off.
Yeah, for it to get snatched away and put back on the amber list.
Got offered some tickets to Wembley for if we play Germany.
Did you?
For a box, yeah, 1500 quid a ticket.
Fucking hell.
Shit.
7 hours of unlimited alcohol and food.
Yeah, bloody better be, you know.
That's not bad, is it?
Cheaper than a normal Saturday for me.
Yeah, did you get a private massage thrown in with that as well?
Good question. I best check that because I may then book it up.
Every time that Kane touches the ball in the box, you get a private massage.
He's got to carry on playing, Kane.
He will.
It's like, I remember them referencing Vardy in a similar light. Yeah, the quality's still there. It's just a case of he'll get a chance and then he's still capable of scoring 2 or 3 goals in one game out of nowhere.
Like last night was his most positive performance for definite because he was getting the ball. When he doesn't get the ball, he just drops deeper and deeper to get the ball to his feet. But same as anyone, any footballer does that.
When the pace of the game picks up, I think it will look so much better.
That was the main difference.
Yeah.
Last night there was pace in the team and they attacked with a bit of pace and they actually moved the ball. Too often in the first two games, we'd go to attack and then we'd go sideways. And all the while you're going sideways, the opposition has got plenty of time just to reformation and just get behind the ball.
Yeah.
We need to attack with speed. That's what Saka and Grealish were doing. They were just taking the ball and running at him. It creates space. That's what Kane needs. Would you guys like to see Saka start?
Yeah, I'd man in a match.
It's hard to.
Yeah. I don't think you can't not start him.
Saka, Grealish.
I've got a feeling he's going to bring Mount back in. I don't know why.
Yeah, we know what Southgate's like. He's just going to play his favourites, isn't he?
Well, after the match, he said, didn't he, that obviously they changed things last minute because they got the nod that Mount couldn't play. And he said, oh, they said that mean that Saka wasn't going to start. And he went, oh, we've been watching Saka in training. He's done really well. So I was like, completely avoided the yes or no. So Saka was never going to start. It was going to be Mount.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Foden didn't feature at all because he was on a booking. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. Because he was on a booking, didn't want to risk getting a second and missing next game, which sort of says that he's coming back in.
There is a lot of tinkering going on though, isn't there?
Yeah, that's what Ian Wright said, didn't he? He said it doesn't seem like we still know our best attack.
Because we've got too many players.
Yeah.
Sport for choice.
Yeah.
I feel like we've got too many attacking options and not enough central midfield options.
Who can you have centre mid?
Prowse. Yeah. I still think Prowse should have gone. Our set pieces have been absolute dog shit. Not that that's the only reason you play someone, but.
Playing a 4-0 up now.
Well, they're comfortable then, aren't they? They go through top or second, I can't remember.
Second, I think.
Points, weren't they? So they'll get to 5. So, right. Sweden got more, haven't they? They'll have 6, haven't they?
I think they're on 7. I think.
I can tell you. I'm just having a look now.
If they win.
Couldn't name a Swedish player.
Yeah. Thanks. Sweden win their top.
Really? Wow. And they're going to play... They'll play the Czech Republic then, will they?
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean... Technically, that's what people were saying, weren't they? We should have played for second place, but we've done that in the World Cup, and look how that ended. Like, you get a little bit of fervour, but at the end of the day, you're going to play a good team. And if you can't beat them in the round of 16, you're not going to beat them in the semi-final. So,
yeah, Euros is completely different to the World Cup, isn't it? You have to play a minimum of 2 big teams to even win it.
Yeah.
Whereas the World Cup, you can get to the semis without playing a big team.
Yeah, which we did.
Because there's so many countries, isn't there?
Yeah.
It's so diluted.
I'll take everyone on. Let's have them all. One after the other. 270 minutes straight. Germany, Portugal, France. Let's just go.
Ooh,
beat them all.
Yeah.
Like
one
a
nil, one nil, one nil.
A special.
Yeah. Like back to back.
Tournament.
Yeah.
Beers and barbecue in between the games.
Jaffa cakes on the side. Yeah. Love it.
Had many a tournament like that.
Oh, those are the days. I used to love them.
So proper all dayers in the sun. Yeah,
little goals. Oh,
so Sterling's the only person who scored for us. Is that right?
Yeah.
Lukaku must be currently the top goal scorer, is he?
He's joint with Gini, Wijnaldum,
Schick. Has he got up there?
He
got a couple, hasn't he?
I think he's only got 2, hasn't he?
Immobile
might be up there. But he's on 3.
I'll have a little look. 1 second. Yeah. They've put Ronaldo up top at the moment. So Ronaldo's got 3. Forsberg, 3. Schick, 3. Lukaku, 3. And Wijnaldum, 3.
Funny how Wijnaldum plays totally different position when he did for Liverpool for England. He plays more of a number
more
10.
Attacking. Yeah, he's more attacking, isn't he? He's unreal. Have you seen his stats for Holland? He scored more goals than Van Basten.
Wow.
But didn't he always play there for club as well, number 10 role? And he was sort of dropped back into a centre mid role for Liverpool. So he was always like an attacking playmaker.
Yeah, when he was at Newcastle, he was, wasn't he? And then he dropped back at Liverpool.
Yeah, strange one.
So, what would be your best England player so far of the tournament?
Mine.
Go Pickford. For it.
Picky bit.
Pickford or Stones.
Yeah.
Good shout.
So Phillips first game in your eyes.
Pardon?
So has Phillips faded then since the first game?
He was good in the first game. He's done fuck all since. He's just done his job, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to say Stones. I think there's always question marks around Stones, and the fact that no one's talking about him is probably a credit to him.
Yeah, he's blessing in disguise.
Minutes out of him and Kane have played the most minutes, haven't they?
Yeah, they did come off, didn't they?
Apart from Picky Bit, are they the only two that have actually pretty much started?
I think so, yeah. Like Bryce, yeah. I think Bryce has played a lot. Same as Phillips. Yeah. He's played every minute.
Yeah, so Rice come off, didn't he, last night for Henderson at half-time?
Oh, yeah, he did, yeah.
Phillips, I think, has played... I think he's played every minute, yeah.
Yeah, so he has.
I can't remember who Bellingham come on for.
He can run and run and run.
Yeah, yeah. He's ridiculous.
Machine.
What about you,
H? What about you, H?
As I said when we started, I haven't really seen too much of it. I seem to have just been in a little whirlwind. I think Pickford probably at the moment, just because he's been so integral.
Yeah, he's made some good saves, hasn't he?
I'd love us to be that team that gets into this next round and then starts going turbo and just comes out of nowhere and just goes 4-0 up at half time.
Then you wouldn't remember any of it.
Don't even get me fucking going. Four that happens.
I'm gonna go cinema half time. I've had enough.
Come back to that next week.
Let me know what we're doing Saturday because I want to go to Brighton.
Come back. Yeah, 1-6-0 in the end. Love it.
Come downstairs with your suitcase. Come on then.
Let's go, Beth. Up in the mower.
Let's get an early start.
Wallop them. Just absolutely destroy them.
But you need to play people like Grealish and Saka for that, don't you? Sancho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's going to be hard for him to ignore them after the performances they've given. Saka, Grealish.
He won't have a problem ignoring Grealish.
Yeah.
He's already chalked him off.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He hates him. He literally despises him.
I think last night was a tick box to say, I've played him now, shut up.
Yeah, but then it's not like he played him and he was shit.
Yeah.
He played him and he was class.
His touch is a joke.
When he doesn't start next game, people are going to just bring it up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next, it's going to be one of them things that ain't going to go away.
He's, isn't he?
Pardon?
Grealish is just talented. It's natural ability. He doesn't need... He knows what he's doing. It's like when you used to play five-a-side when you're younger and come up with... striker, and he didn't ever look at where the goal was. Just bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
Instinct.
He always was in the corner, just every time. Wallop, wallop, wallop. It's like, I know we always do this, Christian, but, you know, like Bradley Dack?
Mm-hmm.
He just got a good ping on him. There's no coaching that. He just naturally, it's like a golf swing. Some people just go up to and hit a golf ball and just know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I knew that.
You know, not to hit it.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah,
I've got that perfected down to a T.
I knew I had to do it for half a round yesterday, and then the other half, I just ignore it.
Blew up.
Yeah. All right. So, also, I'm interested. Who do you think is going to win it then? And it can't be England. So, we assume that we all want England to win it. But if it's England, who do you think they're going to win it?
Italy or Holland. My two picks from before the tournament, one of them two. Sticking with them.
Yeah.
I mean, France are the obvious choice, but I'm not sure they are going to do it. It's weird. I don't want to play them, but at the same time, I feel like they're not going to lift it. I think if we don't lift it, yeah, I can see the Netherlands doing it. Don't know why. They've just got momentum.
I'm torn. So, if you get De Bruyne and Lukaku going, they can destroy teams on their own.
Yeah, but they did, didn't they, when De Bruyne come on against Denmark?
Yeah.
Tore them up.
But their back four is not great. So they come up against a decent team.
It is, really.
It's decent, but you've got
Courtois and goal. You've got that Meunier, plays for Dortmund, right back.
Decent.
They're three centre-halves. You've got Alderweireld, Vertonghen, and it's either Boyata or Danaya.
Yeah, Danilo is absolute pony.
No, he's not. What are you talking about?
Pony. He is pony.
Marlon came on and scored the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he started the last game.
The thing is, they're older. They're not fashionable, but they're bloody good defenders.
I don't know who their left back is, though.
Castagna, isn't it?
He's gone home, isn't he?
I can't remember who their left back is.
Got injured.
Who else have they got then? I couldn't believe when I was Holland that they had the guy at Crystal Palace playing for him.
Yeah, Van Aanholt.
He's rapid. You know what? He could be one of
pretty much all he is.
Yeah, well, I reckon you could put him in a good team, though, and he'd do a job. Well, he is. He's doing a job in Holland's team, isn't he?
He's left Palace, isn't he?
He's out of contract, isn't he?
Yeah, he's left, yeah.
I'll go with then. I think Italy have surprised me. I think Holland will run out of steam. I'm going to go with Italy.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
I think it is out of them two, for me anyway.
It depends with some of these teams if people take advantage of them. I think if you go at France at their defence, if you can man Martin Mbappe or stick a couple of people on him...
Put Walker on him. So all you need to do is just let Walker run out of position just to mark Mbappe. Wherever he goes, just be there.
Yeah, I think that would be the perfect matchup for us, wouldn't it? Because Walker is rapid. I think I didn't realise how influential Griezmann is.
Yeah, I think we spoke about this last week in the pod.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
I said that. Yeah.
He's taking throw-ins, free kicks.
he's taking goal kicks, running up, heading it on.
Yeah. He's one of them. Surprised about that. All right, so Italy, maybe Holland.
Yeah, potential.
Yeah, lovely stuff.
I think it would be remiss of us to not mention a certain team going out in our group after such celebrations the other night.
The Jocks?
Yes, that's the ones, yeah. Well, so, obviously...
They got four good players. The rest of the team is basically League Two.
Yeah, so, I mean, they celebrated, didn't they? Celebrated 0-0. The Euros.
Fuck them. They're out now, aren't it?
They are back home, as the commentator said. It looks like Scotland are going back into isolation. So,
yeah, I'm not.
See you in 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years. Yeah, they had their moment. And did they score first against Croatia?
No.
They never leave.
Well, they got 1-1, did they?
Yeah.
Well, they've had a couple of moments, haven't they? As you say, let the next generation see what happens. and their best player. I mean, Gilmore hasn't really even played first team football. Then he comes in and does well in one game, and now he's like the next. I mean, just based on that, they're going to stick a 30, 40 million pound price tag on him, aren't they?
Probably.
3 foot tall, he looks like a gnome.
he's small, in your garden with a little fishing rod.
Yeah. Little Billy Gilmore.
Hello, William.
That's what you're getting excited about.
Good player, to be fair, but yeah.
Not a bad player, but one game.
Yeah, I haven't seen enough of him to even comment.
One game. Did well, run around loads, showed a lot of effort. It's not particularly hard to look good in the Scotland midfield, to be honest with you. So
yeah, I could do a job.
Yeah, sure you could, mate.
I won't do a lot of running, but
yeah, just be the Perlo, just sit in there.
The next week, 5 o'clock kickoff, isn't it?
Yeah, Tuesday at 5. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Gonna be.
Sorry.
I'm actually gonna try and watch properly.
You're gonna what?
Try and watch it properly.
It's probably a good idea.
I'm going to get fucking steaming again.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Next, so, obviously, we're recording again next Wednesday. That could be jubilation, or it could be could be very, very somber.
Well,
if we go out, I don't know if I'll do the podcast, I'll be honest.
You'll still be hanging.
You might as well just find a YouTube clip of people crying for half an hour and just put that up.
Yeah.
Just be done with that.
Yeah, so next week's TBC.
I don't know if it's because we've been doing the pods, but all of a sudden, this is my whole life at the moment. It's all on
football.
Constantly.
Oh, really?
Anyone wants to talk to me about work? It's like, no. Who do you think should be playing then? I mean, it's almost consuming me a little bit. It's, in fact, it's making me feel a little bit uncomfortable that I'm so fascinated by it and can't concentrate on anything else. A month. And then we got it again next year, haven't we, with the World Cup?
Yeah, even better.
We do, yeah.
So the World Cup is another level.
Yeah, I'd love to win the Euros, but yeah, the World Cup's the one, isn't it?
Special.
Yeah. And it brings in different styles of football. And, you know, when you see Senegal and you see Argentina and you see... it brings it all together when you never ever see it.
Mm. You get proper upsets in the World Cup.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Remember when South Africa absolutely come out of the blocks flying, didn't they, in that opening game?
Stephen Pink.
Was it Tshabalala? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Tshabalala.
Tshabalala, yeah, on the left. Absolute belted it into the far corner. Oh,
Vuvuzela's going off everywhere.
Yeah, absolutely mad.
And then the Mexican guy put the ball in between his feet and started jumping around with it. It's a whole different... You get all these different, completely different kind of...
characters, should we say.
Yeah, and you don't realise how some of these parts of the world are so different than what we're used to.
Yeah.
We're quite vanilla, aren't we, as a country?
Yeah. Navy blue. We're Mason Mount and Gareth Southgate, aren't we?
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Mason Mount probably drives a Golf TDI or a Motion Blue Golf.
Vauxhall Corsa.
Yeah. Southgate's probably got a Volvo 940 SE, 25.
Yeah, Ford Mondeo.
Yeah. That's the kind of car. Mondeo.
The workman's car.
Nice. All I know is it's coming home. Anything I've got.
It is.
Probably is just coming home, isn't it? Yeah.
It's staying home, technically, isn't it?
It's already home.
It's home, it's just not leaving.
I'm cheering on the World Cup already. That's what I'm here for.
You're already looking at doing the double.
Yeah.
It's done. Finished. Excellent. All right, well, look, enjoy the... which game are you going to watch? You're going to watch the France-Portugal game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's the pick, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking.
I mean, if Hungary score, then I'll switch.
Yeah.
Poland.
That will get tasty.
Poland scored.
Oh, that mixes it up.
Yeah.
That does mix the group up, I think.
Spain 5-0. Wallet. Have that. Just before we do finish up, so we will be doing our starting 11. By 5 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah, we'll post it online.
Yeah, subject to any last minute changes that we need to factor in. So, if anyone wants to send their teams in, or let us know what their thoughts are, it'd be good to see what people think about Saka, Grealish.
Yeah, whether they think Southgate are starting. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, it's a good caveat that these teams are not who we want to start. We are predicting who we think Gareth will start. As there's a few comments that are quite vicious.
Oh, he is. Look, sensitive Simon's back.
Doesn't take a lot. Look at the red ringlets around my eyes.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope he plays Grealish. That's my one ask. If I had to have one ask, I'd say I want to start. And if Grealish starts each game, it's coming home. Simple as that.
Yeah, he needs to start. Same, I echo.
Mad that is literally play one player and it's coming home. I couldn't agree any more with you.
The power.
It's mental, isn't it?
You look at Ronaldo. Ronaldo have won Portugal... stuff. He's won games on his own. Really, yeah. I just I also think that Grealish gets everyone going. And the other big factor to take into account is if we can get through and we can get to Wembley and get 60, 70,000 people in there, you know, I think they're saying for the semis that they might be able to fill it or something.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, 60,000 they've just approved for the semis.
Right. So if we can get...
We can blag a ticket.
I was thinking we should try and turn up, do a Facebook Live, turning up at Wembley and just try and blag our way in.
Or we could, depending on who cover the game, if it's BBC or ITV, I could be, is that guy? fancy sneaking a few of us in a briefcase?
We've got nothing to lose. Why don't you just tap up, guy, and say...
Would love it.
We would absolutely love it if you tickets for an England game.
Treat it as work experience.
You could become the fifth musketeer.
Oh, the power. Imagine that.
In fact, you could do what you like. We close down the pod in your honour if you want.
Thanks for listening.
No, in summary.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks for coming home. Yeah. Please, Grealish is coming home. Brendan Rodgers, next England manager.
That's enough.